From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Janine Jorgensen reading The Ghost of Jenny McBride by Ermal Walden Williamson. Now, let's begin with The Ghost of Jenny McBride, prologue. The shot was loud and clear, reverberating throughout the woods like the sound of a hunter's shot at a wild game. Jenny McBride felt the sting of the musket ball as it hit her shoulder and knocked her from her saddle with a thud, causing her to fall to the ground in a rolling motion, settling face down. She was a plantation owner's daughter, just turned 19, of medium height, thin blonde hair, and blue eyes. She was dressed all in black to prevent her from being seen by any Union soldier, but with a tight enough blouse to point out the features that would show her foe that she was a woman. It was early dawn, and the fog hid her true appearance, and the young Union soldier mistook her for the enemy when he fired his Union carbine at her. "I got him!" the soldier cried out. From that moment on, Jenny's life was changed, for she later fell into a fever, and after trying to escape from the Union camp, her weakness sent her again crashing to the ground, this time hitting her head on the cold, hard ground. Developing a rare case of amnesia from the fever and the concussion she sustained from the fall, she would lead a life of 4 years without knowing who she was or why she fell into a Union camp. Her lover, Matt Jorgensen, searches for her and finds too many conflicting reports about her being killed. Convinced that...